Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
New year and a new president heading into office. That is what we'll talk about today. What could a single party controlled White House and Congress mean for your retirement? What types of things should we have our eyes on as a new president takes office? We'll talk about that and so much more here today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And boy, Brett, we have a lot to talk about today. I think we have spent a lot of time in recent years and months talking about some of the uncertainty that people hear or feel. And here we are again with a new presidential administration, with Donald Trump getting ready to take office again. And certainly people have some questions about what could be happening with things like tax policy, government policy, that type of thing.
Yeah, Jen, I'll tell you, and you know, we get a lot of questions, obviously, around what this new administration might mean for them and their finances and their retirement. But I think there's one thing that we're looking forward to the most, and that is a long break from all the political ads and commercials. I'm so glad those are behind us finally, right? I think it's natural to wonder, you know, what will the next Trump presidential term mean for me and for my finances and for my retirement plans. You know, I think inevitably there's a hint of unknown, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are nervous as to what could happen in terms of the economy, while others are extremely optimistic and bullish and everybody in between. So, you know, I think today's a good timely show to talk about maybe what are some of the more popular questions we're hearing from our clients and from members across Metro Detroit and our community here, as well as maybe a handful of different opportunities and risks that might need to be considered as we navigate our way into the next presidential term.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've heard a lot. You hear a lot of campaign promises. You hear a lot of politicians say this is going to be on my agenda, or I promise I'll make this or that change. But there's still a lot that we don't know in terms of what these formal proposals will actually be. And then, Brett, there's still uncertainty as to what the final version that gets voted on actually looks like. So let's start with just, what do you tell people who are concerned about all the uncertainty that comes with some potential changes?
Yeah. Well, I actually take a step back. And before we start talking about the changes that might be coming, because I do think there's going to be plenty of them, I think it's important that we first recap the current state of our economy as a country and maybe some of the issues or problems that are already in existence that this Trump administration is going to have to deal with right away, because these are some pretty big problems from an economical standpoint that aren't just going to magically disappear. So, you know, I think it's easy to quickly draw our attention to things like, you know, the cloud that's hanging over the Social Security Administration, or excuse me, the Social Security Trust, right? The benefits that are projected by the year 2035 to essentially really be in dire straits or run dry unless, you know, Congress takes action to fix that. And Medicare's right behind it in the year later, 2036. So I think first and foremost, we have to understand that there are some major cracks in the foundation of our nation's economy, specifically as it relates to the retiree, heavily around what's going to happen to the problems that exist with Social Security and Medicare. I think another one that is essentially an inherited problem that this administration is stepping into, and it didn't just begin with the last administration by that as well, is, you know, the skyrocketing debt that is climbing by the millisecond here. You know, it's approaching what could be $50 trillion.
Gosh.
You know, 10 years from now, there are some forecasts around that. So there is a major, major problem with the spending that's occurred and now the interest that's piling up on that debt to levels that are getting very difficult to navigate. So that's a major problem that has to be addressed. And I think another one that also has to be talked about is, we're still dealing with really high inflation, right? Now, granted, you know, full disclosure, the current rate of inflation has come down quite a bit. And that's typically the rate that economists focus on and tell us everything's all better now. But I don't know about you, but when I look around at the things that I spend money on every day, they're up quite a bit from where they were several years ago. And so it's kind of almost like, you know, inflation and the cost, the pain that inflation caused to the prices of things we spend money on, that's kind of been repriced into our goods and services now. And so I don't know that any of us are expecting a major cutback and all of a sudden things getting cheaper. So this, before we get into some of the changes that we might see with a Trump administration, I think it's prudent to first address some of the big obstacles that they're going to have to navigate and deal with right off the bat, because these are big issues, especially to the retiree, all three of those items, Social Security and Medicare, the debt getting higher, and interest rates being high and likely kind of plummeting down in theory. Those are all items that are going to impact the retirees in Michigan. So I think starting there is a good point in terms of making sure we have a plan as to not turn a blind eye to the big stuff, only focusing on the headlines like tariffs and, you know, waiving taxes or tax cuts. Those things we're going to get to today, but there are some major issues that not only Trump, but I think also all of the retirees in this country are also going to be faced with challenges with.
Yeah, absolutely. People do have a lot of questions. And Brett, as we start to launch into this today, for people who do have some uncertainty or maybe they just want to find out a little bit more about, am I on track? Am I making some of the right decisions that I need to be making at this phase in life? How would you talk to somebody about that conversation? Just a little bit more general before we dive into those specifics.
Yeah. Well, my team and I here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, our firm has been in the community now since the late 80s when my father started our company. And going all the way back till then, over 30 years now, we've been serving the interests and the families across Michigan, specifically families that are retired or those that are nearing retirement, in terms of building financial plans for their years ahead. And so I think, you know, visiting us at our website to learn more about how we might be able to help, which is maximizemyretirement.com, is a great start. Also, you know, as you mentioned, the book that I wrote, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement, really, really good starting point to kind of learn about some of these challenges and opportunities that might exist for retirement. But hopefully our listeners stick with us today, because I think we're going to get into a lot of these unknowns and maybe some projections as to what to expect during an upcoming new Trump presidency.
This is Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Talking today about some of the changes to expect with a new president in office, and also really, Brett, a lot of changes in our government. When you look at party control and what's happened with the House and with the Senate, there have been quite a few changes here thanks to the 2024 election, and we're learning a little bit more about the impact of that here in 2025. Now, one of the things that we want to talk about is Social Security. You mentioned, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund. That is always something that we need to be aware of as far as the status of that. Let's talk a little bit about what do we need to know about Social Security fitting in to our retirement plan, because people do have questions about just how long it will be here.
Yeah, and those questions around Social Security, Jen, they're growing louder by the day, and for good reason. As I mentioned before, currently, it's projected that in the year 2035 is when the Social Security Trust Funds are projected to be depleted, based on the report from last year, the Social Security and Medicare Trustees Report. I mean, 2035 is not that far off from now. And I would imagine that many of our listeners intend to be retired in that year, and hopefully plenty of the years thereafter. And so we have to ask ourselves, well, what does that mean for me? Because if you're like many, you know, the high majority of Americans who are retired, their number one source of income in retirement is Social Security. And so if those benefits were to become depleted or cut or changed, that would, as you can imagine, that would have a large negative impact on the ability to get by and to enjoy retirement financially for millions and millions of Americans, and especially those here in Michigan. So that has to be a concern for a lot of people. You know, and then you stack on top of that, and I don't know how big of a deal it's going to be, but you know, they just passed and signed into law what's called the Social Security Fairness Act.
Yep.
And that essentially went back and now restores some Social Security benefits for the public servants. Mm-hmm. It also eliminated some of the rules that prior to that used to reduce benefits for people who had other benefits collected from state and local government pensions. And in doing that, that actually adds more money to the deficit. So now there's more people, and I'm not here to say that's right or wrong, but there's more people that are now pulling out of the system that previously either might not have been able to or couldn't get as much, which some wonder is only applying even more pressure and stress to this fund. And so my take on it is this. I imagine it's nearly impossible for anybody who's president in that year or who's in Congress at that time to say to our country, I'm sorry, but your Social Security benefits have gone away, right? That just seems really, really hard to wrap our head around. And I'm not here suggesting that's going to happen. However, as a financial professional that is specifically entrusted with the wealth of Michigan retirees and pre-retirees, I can tell you that we're proactively taking steps and measures within our clients' retirement plans to make sure that just in case this thing continues down the wrong tracks, that they have a backup plan within their strategies and within their portfolios to essentially try to supplement or even potentially replace that lost income if it comes our direction, so that they don't have to substantially reduce their quality of life in retirement because of our government's inability to manage that trust fund, right? So the biggest piece of advice I would say to our listeners is, if you're retired or you're going to retire in the next 5 to 7 years, let's make sure that you have a well laid out game plan, a strategy that's going to assist you in the event Social Security does undergo a major overhaul, and for the worse, right? We want to make sure that we have, ideally, multiple sources of income that we can tap into in retirement to continue to do all the things we wanted to do while we were working, when we used to sit back and dream of the day that one day we'd be retired. If you're like a lot of the families that we work with here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, you worked way too hard and you sacrificed way too long to get to retirement only to then look over your shoulder and wonder, are you going to make it or not? It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, but it does require a well laid out game plan, a thorough plan that in this example has a strong focus around generating, ideally, multiple sources of income throughout retirement in the event it's needed because of a Social Security change. And I would challenge you, the listener, and say, do you have that in your plan right now? Do you have a, number one, a plan, and number two, do you understand the plan? Or is it just something your broker says, yeah, don't worry, we're going to be fine? Because I don't know that I buy that, right? We spend countless hours with our clients mapping out how to generate as much income as we can from their nest egg, especially if more is needed later because of a Social Security cut. So that's really, I think, step one. And equally to that, step two is, do you have a plan as to how and when you're going to file for your Social Security benefits? You know, the old rule of thumb used to be, hey, those who could afford to delay benefits as long as they could into retirement, hey, you get a bigger check by waiting. And although that's true, well, what happens if we delay and let our benefits get as big as they can on paper, only to then show up to collect them finally and find out that we're going to get a fraction of what we had hoped? And again, I'm not saying that's happening. It's more of a, let's just read the tea leaves here and not be caught off guard. So here at the Brzezinski Group, we focus on helping families understand what their Social Security strategy might look like specific to their family. What might be best for them is probably not best for the next person. And it really requires, as I keep saying, a well laid out holistic plan. And there's a lot of moving parts to a retirement plan, but if we're solely talking about Social Security and how it's going to affect your retirement, as well as maybe lack thereof funding, which is where we're headed, let's make sure you've got a plan in place so that you don't have to skip a beat if that day comes in retirement.
Yeah, yeah. So Brett, for people who do have some of these questions, they're trying to figure out the timing of Social Security. When should I start thinking about those benefits? How does that fit into my overall plan? Let's talk about what that process looks like to answer those questions.
Sure. Yeah, here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, we've developed a pretty simple, but also, I think, effective tool that we'll offer to our listeners, and we use it with many of our clients. It's called a retirement income analysis. Mm. And a retirement income analysis is a way for us to show you what your current portfolio is capable of generating in terms of income and retirement. Perhaps what Social Security claiming strategies may or may not make sense for you. And then we can identify if there's opportunities to increase those amounts, whether it's your benefits or whether it's generating more income from your portfolio. Either way, it's a great starting point to find out what your income in retirement might look like and what it might be capable of generating for you if it's not already. So I'd like to offer this up to our listeners today, and we'll certainly do it at no charge. But you have to give us a call. So I'm going to give you the number here. Simply pick up the phone, be one of the next 20 callers on the program for your no-cost, free personalized retirement income analysis. That number today is 1-800-641-3361. Again, that's 800-641-3361. You can also text me the word income to that same number, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement, talking to us today about some of the changes that he and his team are watching with a new president, new Congress, so many new things going on here in this new year. And Brett, we were just talking a little bit about Social Security, what to be aware of in terms of the status of that program. But I know, you know, throughout the election cycle, Donald Trump had a lot of ideas that he shared with voters and with people all across the country. What's another possible change or something that you would anticipate under a Trump administration that you've got your eye on that retirees should be aware of?
Yeah. I think another one, and this will kind of piggyback off that last topic we had in the last segment, and that really, I think, centers around the status of interest rates in our country. Mm-hmm. You know, interest rates, by all means, today are considered to be still quite high. Granted, they have ticked down a bit from their highs a while back, but just a quick recap here, you know, we all remember the days not that long ago of when interest rates in our country were so, so low for so long. I mean, you could have gotten a mortgage for 2.5% to 3%. Money we had at the banks and savings accounts and CDs, things like that, were paying, you know, I don't know, 0.05 or something like that, maybe a little bit of a percent. But it was difficult to make money on our money at the banks because of interest rates being so low for so long. Well, then came the pandemic, and then came massive inflation. As we all know, and that led to a substantial rapid rise of interest rates in our country to try to curtail the negative effects of inflation. And so now, and I haven't looked for a mortgage personally in a while, but they're much higher than 3%, right? 6-7% for mortgages. And for a while now, it's been nice, at least in terms of bank accounts and things like that, because we're making 4-5% on cash and money markets and CDs after so long not having access to that. Well, if we flip over to this Trump presidency and what we're expecting and looking at, I mean, Trump is focused on driving interest rates back down. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why is because lower interest rates typically help businesses. They help those that are interested in borrowing money for a big purchase, like a home. And although low interest rates might help your kids or your grandkids who are in the market for buying a home or a car, at least most of the retirees and pre-retirees we work with here, they're not necessarily looking to take out big debt at this stage in life. So for them, low mortgage rates aren't typically that attractive. On the flip side, most retirees or many retirees and pre-retirees, they need income from their portfolio. They're not getting a paycheck from work anymore. And so we talked last segment about how there's some real strong concerns around Social Security and what might happen to that in 10 years or so, and how changes to that in the negative sense would impact our retirement income negatively. Same thing holds true if interest rates drop. If Trump drops these interest rates, again, to stimulate business, that's going to make it more challenging to generate income or interest on our money in things like banks and investments. So therefore, not only is a retiree maybe going to have to face the reality of less Social Security benefits or changes to the system of some type, they might also be doing it in a low interest rate environment where it's equally as hard to generate income from things like cash, savings, and investments. And so that's another area that we're trying to get ahead of with our clients that we work with in terms of helping them understand the risks of a driving down interest rate environment. What could that mean for their income plan in retirement? And it goes right back to why we do that analysis we do for so many families. That Berzinski Group retirement income analysis, it's designed to show you in layman's language, right? Here's how much we've saved for retirement. Here's the amount of income that portfolio right now is capable of earning. Here's how much it's capable of earning if interest rates fall substantially. And if therefore that's not going to be enough income to meet your goals in retirement, here are some different strategies we might look at to make up for that struggling income opportunity elsewhere. I firmly believe as a retirement advisor that retirees should not have to sacrifice their quality of life and doing the things they've always dreamed of doing just because there's going to be potential policy changes as a result of the next administration. Not only that, but let's be honest here. This is a four-year presidency. I think most of us are planning to retire for longer than 4 years. And so although we do, in fact, want to make proactive planning moves in anticipation of what the next 4 years might bring, we can't lose sight of the long-term picture here, and that's a retirement that might be 20 or 30 years or more with how long people are living today. So again, I strongly encourage you to get a retirement income analysis done. It's a great tool to show you what's capable in terms of an income to live on in retirement, as well as perhaps some strategies that we can share that might also increase your income in retirement, which includes efficient ways to potentially claim your Social Security benefits. So I really do hope our listeners take us up on that. Jen, I'd like to put that number out there again if I could.
Of course.
If you want to give us a call, simply be one of the next 20 callers. Just leave me a message and we'll give you that retirement income analysis personalized to you and your family at no cost whatsoever. That number is 1-800-641-3361. You can also text us the word income to that same number, 800-641-3361 as well. So hopefully there's some listeners that take us up on that, because I think now, as we're on the doorstep of this new administration, let's make sure we're ready for whatever comes our way.
That's right. And that word income, Brett, is so important for people preparing for retirement, because without income, there truly is no retirement. There's no way to do the things that you've been hoping to do or to pay the bills without going to work. So it is important to think about what will that income strategy be as you leave that paycheck behind and head into this new phase of life.
Absolutely. And remember, this generation of retirees, this is what I call the 401k generation. You know, it's few and far between that have those big old company pensions anymore that they can rely upon. You know, a few decades ago, pensions started to go away and the onus was put on the saver to use the 401k to save their money to pay themselves. So that's why I think even more than previous generations, income planning for retirement, how to maximize income and establish multiple sources of income, especially if it gets tougher to generate income as a result of policy changes. That's something our listeners, I hope, take me up on. So if you're retired or you plan to retire in the next 5 to 7 years, be one of the next 20 callers again for that complimentary analysis. 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Berzinski. Brett is the president of Berzinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement, talking today about some of the changes to be aware of with our federal government as we have a new president taking office. And Brett, something that you mentioned earlier, you talked a little bit about the pace of our increasing national debt. And I do just want to say, if you go to that website, it's usdebtclock.org, it's migraine inducing when you see how quickly those numbers are ramping up. I mean, it really is overwhelming, but it shows you the reality of what's going on with our federal spending. And this, Brett, always leads us to talk a little bit about how could this ultimately impact individuals and retirees certainly, and is there anything they can do about it when we look at how this federal debt could be impacting our individual bank accounts?
It's really, really a big problem, and that can't be overstated. You know, the debt, as I mentioned before, there are some analysts that are projecting that the debt could be as high as $50 trillion by the end of the year 2035. Wow. It was $25 trillion in 2020, thereabouts. So the pace at which it's going is very, very scary. And, you know, it might be natural to say, well, why don't they just cut spending? Well, it's not actually that easy, believe it or not. You know, 70% roughly of the budget goes to mandatory programs, things like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And then when you throw on spending on national defense and interest that we're paying on the debt, there's actually not a whole lot left that once cut makes that big of a dent into the deficit and the debt. And that's really, I think, the sobering reality of that. And so I think instead of us hoping that the debt gets cut substantially, let's talk through how this massive debt, which is growing by the second, how it could impact you in retirement. Well, remember, it's you and I, the taxpayers, that are on the hook for this debt, right? It's us that are going to have to pay it back, and that typically comes in the form of taxation. And so while it's definitely myself and my family, the workforce, who will have to pay a greater share of income, I'm thinking at some point, to offset this debt and spending, I don't think the retirees are anywhere near being off the hook just because they're not working anymore. You see, if you're like a lot of the families we work with, you might have saved a lot of your wealth for retirement in those pre-tax tax-deferred retirement accounts, things like a 401k or a 403b, a traditional IRA. Remember, you've saved in those accounts maybe for decades under the pretense that in order to get the money out of them to buy groceries or to play golf or to go on vacation in retirement, you made the deal years ago that when you go to spend it, then you'll pay tax on every withdrawal you make. And if taxes go up and up and up over time because of the debt and how crazy it's gotten, that means your nest egg, every time taxes go up, essentially shrinks each and every time that happens. So while that's bad news, and it's a projection that we're very aware of and quite frankly concerned about for our clients in retirement, there are very, very attractive solutions and strategies for many of you right now, to where you have to realize taxes today, as a result of the Trump tax cuts from 2017, our tax rates today are at right around 40-year lows. Nobody ever feels like taxes are low, myself included. But from a historical perspective, they're almost dirt cheap right now.
Yeah.
And remember, the Trump tax cuts, they expire at the end of this year. Now, there is some optimism and there is some hope that he will extend those tax cuts. But like you said earlier, it's not that easy to just snap your fingers and make that happen. There's a lot of moving parts to that. And your guess is as good as mine as to what those extensions might look like, because it doesn't solve the problem that's in the room. Yeah. And that is the amount of debt we're carrying. So for our clients, these last few years, many of them have been exploring strategies like maybe when it makes sense, start converting some of those pre-tax accounts to a tax-free account like a Roth IRA. There are opportunities out there to chip away at these debts you owe the government. That's right. An IRA is an IOU to the IRS, right? You have debt, believe it or not. And so if the government right now is offering us a heck of a deal, you might have heard me say it 1,000 times over the last few years, but right now in our country, taxes are on sale. They are. Well, at some point, right, this sale is going to end. And I believe, it's my opinion, that the families who took advantage of these last several years of low tax cuts, and hopefully a few more if we're lucky, will have truly made a large impact on the amount of money they can save and ultimately spend tax-free later in retirement than those who sat idle and did nothing. It's really a critical component, and it's something we're keeping a very close eye on. So again, we're hopeful we get a few more years, but as we sit here right now, as I record this show with you, Jen, all we know is that this is the last year of these tax cuts, and then the rates are going back up until further notice. So we don't want to miss the boat. And if you and your financial professional have not already been doing this these last few years, the bad news is you've definitely missed some great opportunities. However, the good news is you still have a little bit of time to make a meaningful dent, potentially, in saving you and your family money that you can enjoy later in retirement if and when taxes go considerably higher. That premise is why we've developed our retirement tax income analysis. Our retirement tax analysis is designed to show families, based on how much you've saved and where you've saved it, here is the amount of tax we forecast you're going to have to pay on that account or on those accounts between now and the end of your retirement. However, we can then help identify with that same analysis what tax-saving strategies might make sense for you and your family right now that you could potentially start to take advantage of while these taxes are, quote, still on sale, to reduce that number throughout the course of retirement that you owe the government. I would argue many of you can save tens and tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, some of you perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, but it requires proactive tax planning. And this specifically is designed for those of you that are retired or those of you who hope to retire within, let's say, a 5 to 7 year period. That's really the opportunity we see here. So you can always learn more about my team and I at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. But I'm going to put the number out there again. If you would like your own personalized, and if you're one of the next 20 callers, I'll do this for you for free, no charge. If you want your personalized retirement tax savings analysis, be one of the next 20 callers. And I encourage you to do this now because time, at least as we know it now, is of the essence to take advantage of these strategies. That number is 1-800-641-3361. You can also text me the word tax to that same number, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And our big focus today has been on some of the changes we are anticipating as it relates to a changing of the guard in the White House with Donald Trump stepping back into the Oval Office as president. And Brett, you know, talking a little bit of, it's one thing to talk about some of the policy changes that we think the president, the new president, might propose, things like taxes, Social Security, that type of thing. One area where we just don't have a lot of insight, unfortunately, there's just no crystal ball, would be the impact of all of these different things on the stock market. This is something where the president doesn't really dictate what happens from the day to day for what happens with stocks going up or down. How do we navigate changes like that? Because that is such a big area of concern and uncertainty for so many people.
Yeah, great question. You know, I would say this. I think it's generally known and understood that Trump is, you know, he is very much pro-growth, right? He is very focused on growing the economy through growing, you know, American businesses. And when American businesses are doing well and growing, that can trickle down to result in the growth of stocks, mm-hmm. which, if held properly, can help us see some meaningful growth potentially in our portfolios. I don't think that's anything out of the ordinary to assume. Now, that being said, I would caution you in assuming that just because Trump's taking office, that this stock market and economy is going to skyrocket. We all hope it does. But, you know, there's likely to be, or from a probability statistical standpoint, probably some volatility and some bumps in the road along the way. And that's where I tend to caution some of our retired and pre-retired clients in terms of their optimism around putting all their money in growth stocks right now, because I don't know that that's prudent. You know, we can be optimistic without necessarily going all in and being vulnerable. There's a difference there. I'll give you one example as to why we should maybe just tread lightly to an extent. You know, one of the things Trump has spent a lot of time talking about are the potential use of tariffs. And, you know, that word's getting thrown around a lot. Nobody knows what those tariffs will be or whether, in fact, he's going to follow through on it. But it is one of the big proposals that we're doing a lot of research on behalf of our clients is what would the impact of a tariff do to you, the Michigander? And the studies that we read do indicate that, you know, for example, there's studies out there that say a 10% tariff, for example, could trickle down to costing the average household somewhere around $1,800. Now, not ideal, but maybe not a deal breaker as well. And so if the tariffs are bigger than that, then obviously you could scale that number even higher. So we have to make sure that we understand that volatility, which has been something we've been dealing with for many years now as investors, there's a good chance volatility is here to stay. And while there's optimism that over the long term, we think that American businesses will grow and hopefully lead to growth down in our investment portfolios as savers, let's make sure we're not caught off guard, especially with markets still hovering near all-time highs, that if a correction does come and we're retired or nearing retirement, that it doesn't flip our boat upside down and sink us. We have to be ready for that. And that's tough to do if you're the average investor, or maybe you're just an unsophisticated investor, which I think a lot of people are. You know, there's a difference between being a really good saver and being a good investor. Those are two different things, right? And so many of our clients have been great savers, but they don't necessarily know the right moves to make within their portfolios at the right time. It's one of the reasons they hire us. I think it starts with taking an inventory, Jen, and this applies to everybody out there. No matter what your opinion of this next presidency is going to be as it relates to the portfolio and the markets, why not take an inventory as to where your portfolio stands right now? Why not find out ahead of time, before this train goes too far down the tracks into his second term, what would tariffs do to your portfolio? What would a pullback in market values, maybe hopefully a short-lived one, but if we were to go through a 25% downturn in the markets, how would your portfolio handle that? And more importantly, how would your retirement handle that? Mm-hmm. Because if we can find out ahead of time through some analysis of your current investments, whether it's your 401k or your brokerage account, doesn't matter. If we can do some analysis ahead of time and find out if you're vulnerable in your current investments or in your current positions to policies that might shake up the markets a bit, and you would be harmed or your goals would be stunted if that were to occur, well, that's a great opportunity to make some provisions or make some changes to that portfolio in advance of those what-if scenarios ever unfolding. You know, what I'm not saying is this. I don't want to send the wrong impression here. We are not recommending anybody try and time this market based on who this next president's going to be. Because again, as I said earlier, retirement is not a four-year plan. It should be a 40-year plan for some of you.
Right.
So we need sound, disciplined investing. However, there are arguments that say, hey, new president, new administration, new policies, some of which are strong policies. Let's make sure that our portfolio is ready for any of the things that might unfold as a result of those policies, so that we can stay on track for our goals in retirement. And in my experiences, not a lot of families know how to do that. And I mean this in a genuine way. I'm not even sure a lot of my peers in the community that are brokers really know how to do that either. So many financial professionals that I've encountered are really great at helping families understand and quantify their risk tolerance, and then invest that money according to your risk tolerance, which means we just want your money to be in line with what you want. Well, in the retirement years, which is where we spend all of our time, yeah, risk tolerance is important. But really, the purpose of your wealth and when you're going to need access to it and when it needs to generate income, that has to play a very key role in also making decisions around what you're investing your money into. And so I try to simplify that down as easy as I can, which is why we've created our retirement portfolio stress test. It's an analysis or a tool we use for members of our community to show them, here's what your portfolio might look like if the markets go up, down, left, or right, or here's what you might see if this happens or that happens. How do you feel about that, and would that deter you from achieving your goals? If the answer is, well, yeah, that would be bad, we can then look at solutions to lower the vulnerabilities you're facing in those portfolios before it's too late. I'd like to make that offer to our listeners today. If you would like a second set of eyes on your portfolio, or you would like to see what hypothetical events that might unfold during this next administration would do to your portfolio and, more importantly, your plans for retirement, be one of the next 20 callers and take advantage of that retirement portfolio stress test. We'll do it at no cost. You just have to give us a call. That number today is 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, we've talked about a lot of issues today as we look at a new president taking office again, some of the different impacts that it could have on people heading into retirement. You think about things like tax policy, Social Security, the state of the economy, what could be happening with the stock market. Boy, there's a lot going on here. You see how people can start to feel a little bit overwhelmed and just not really sure how to move forward. And that is where having something like a comprehensive plan that addresses all these different areas can really benefit you in a lot of different ways.
It really can. And I don't think that's, you know, earth-shattering advice or earth-shattering news, because, you know, anything we do in life without a plan is really more so a hope. We're hoping things go our way. You know, if let's say you're trying to get healthy, right? We're into the new year. I know a lot of people set New Year's resolutions. And if you're one of those people whose goal it is to get in shape or, you know, to maybe lose some weight, whatever it might be, you know, just simply hoping that it happens and trying here or there, you know, that's not really for many of us going to get us to that end goal. Whereas if we were to map out a plan, right, an A to B to C to D plan that says, here's exactly how I'm going to achieve my goal, the likelihood of that coming to fruition has to be far greater or far likelier of an outcome. Same thing holds true when we're talking about retirement. And, you know, going into retirement with a handful of investment accounts that have grown really nicely over the last few decades and not having to go to work anymore and looking forward to spending time with your family and your friends and traveling, whatever you want to do, that's great and all. But if you're doing that without a well laid out plan as to how all of these items are going to work cohesively as a unit in retirement, you're just going into retirement inevitably hoping everything works out. And to me, that just can't be good enough. It just can't. As a retirement-focused advisor, I've spent my entire career educating families across Michigan around just how critical and important it is that you have a game plan. Not just a generic plan, but a plan that's custom fit and tailored to your goals and your family's objectives and needs. A plan that centers around, yes, an optimal or an efficient portfolio of investments. Mm-hmm. But for many people, that's a portfolio that looks a lot different than it did while you were working. And a lot of people fail to realize that. Now, we still need long-term growth, of course, in retirement on our money, but at what risk or what risk of loss? That has to be factored in. You know, we talked earlier about this massive debt that is piling up by the hour in our country, and that debt is a major problem, and it's a tax bill that you and I, the taxpayers, are on the hook for. Well, remember, if taxes continue to rise over time to offset the debt or the spending, which the fear in the projections claim will happen, well, that's going to be a major impact on how much of our money that we've saved we actually get to keep, especially those dollars we've saved in those tax-deferred qualified accounts like 401ks, IRAs, and 403bs. So do we have a plan in place to help save money in tax? That retirement tax savings analysis is an integral part of your retirement investment plan. They truly are attached at the hip. Earlier in the show today, we talked about some of the very much dire straits, if you will, that is being forecasted around the nature and viability of the Social Security system. If your Social Security benefits end up getting changed or reduced in retirement, what is your plan to generate or offset that income from other sources? Having a strategic retirement income plan in place before you need the income is also an integral part of having a plan for retirement. So it's investments, it's tax savings, it's retirement income, both for the current environment we're living in, but also for the unknowns that might unfold in our retirement as a result of the challenges our country is currently facing, or as a result of some of the policy changes that we might see under a new Trump administration. It's really why my team and I have, I think, been as helpful and as popular in this community as we have these last few decades, is because every single day, more and more families in Metro Detroit are calling us, reaching out, looking for help on how to get themselves retirement ready, right? So many of you knew how to save the money and grow it in your 401ks, or maybe you've worked with a broker, somebody who's really good at the accumulation phase of life. But when it comes to the retirement years, that's the preservation and income phase of life. That's when you typically would want to work with a firm who focuses heavily on this type of planning for your years ahead. If that's you, if you're retired, or you're hoping to retire in the next 5 to 7 years, I truly hope you give us a call so we can get to work for you on these plans as well. Remember, you only get one shot at retirement. You have to get it right. You can learn more about my team and I at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions anytime at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. But for the final time today, I encourage you to give us a call. Simply be one of the next 20 callers for your complimentary analysis. That number is 800-641-3361. You can also text me the word RETIRE to that same number, 800-641-3361.
You've been listening to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. If you want to reach out to Brett and his team, call 1-800-641-3361 or check out his website at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. Join us again next week for Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. This radio show is a paid placement.